Foxton Readers Level 2 Escape to Mars by Steve Martin Read by James Brown Copyright Foxton Books 2022 Chapter 1 I promise we will send someone to Mars. Our country will be the first to send someone there. That was how it started. The president told the whole country. He said it on television. To millions of people. They were sending a person to Mars.
But, sir, we can't do it,
said the country's top scientist, Louis Martin. Yes, we can, replied the president. I don't care how much it costs. I will give you all the money you need. You must make it happen.
But, Mr. President, we can't. Said Louis. It's too difficult.
Look, said the president, I have told the country we will do it. That means we must do it. I don't want to look stupid in front of everyone. You have to do it. I will give you everything you need. A few months later, Louis was at the Space Center. He was working on the problem. He had the best scientists in the country. He had lots and lots of money. Everyone was excited. The president was in every newspaper. He was on lots of television programs. He was talking about Mars. He was very popular. I have the best scientist in the world, said the president. He has the best team of people in the world. We will do this. I have promised the people of this country that we will travel to Mars, and so we will. A big television company asked Louis to go on their program. He said no. They asked him many times. He refused every time. One day, the telephone rang in his office. It was the president. I want you to go on television, said the president.
But I'm a scientist. Said Louis. I understand science. I don't understand television. I'm not good on television.
Why don't you go on the program? You're very good on television. The president was cross.
They want to speak to you, he said.
You must go on the program. I want everybody to listen to our best scientist. I want everybody to believe us. I need our best scientists to tell them that we are going to Mars.
Do you want me to lie? Said Louis. Because we cannot go to Mars. I have told you many times. It's too difficult. It is impossible. There are too many problems.
There was silence for a few moments. Then the president said, Your job is to find the answers to these problems. We are going to Mars, and you are going on the television program.